mystery guest, Brian. I've given you a few clues today. Okay.
So he lives in Australia. He's a singer.
Mm.
Well, and actor.
Globally known.
Globally known.
Big, big, iconic Australian. Okay.
Shannon Knoll.
Negative Ghost Rider. I'll give you one more clue. Cryptic song to introduce our mystery guest.
Okay. Ivor Davies.
No. I'll tell you this. Okay, one last clue. If you needed a doyen or an authority to talk about the main story on the front page of the paper or on the second page of the paper,
I know who it is.
Who would you go to?
You'd go to the Blue Wiggle.
That's exactly right. Our man Anthony Fields on the line. G'day, Anthony.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Anthony Fields. So, this is a very, very good guess. Globally known. Can I ask you this, Anthony? Is it 30 years this year?
Yeah, this is it, 30 years.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. It's been a great ride.
It's been a great ride. Well, let's start with this, Anthony, shall we? The big story on the front page, Emma the Wiggle, is we're talking about big transfers in rugby league. Well, this is a major transfer. None of the rugby league transfers are on the front page of the paper, but Emma the Wiggle is out. How's all that played out?
Yeah, it does remind me of rugby league off season.
No scandal, I hope.
Emma's going to the Super League. Yeah. She's doing a PhD and I don't even know exactly what it is, but she'll be a doctor of something, and she wants to pursue other things, and I think the COVID gave her a bit of time to study, and she's just gone, okay, well, I don't really want to get back on the road for another 9 months next year. So, you know, she'll just prosper wherever she goes. She's very talented and done an amazing job. So, yeah.
Well, Anthony, she's been spotted at Hooly Dooly's training. Emma Watson. Yeah. Emma Watkins. So she might be telling you one thing and she's actually doing something else.
I know she might. You never know. That'd be funny.
So, Anthony, the question was to me, is our mystery guest located in Australia? So what is the answer to that? Where's home or thereabouts these days?
Oh, mate, I've lived in Drummoyne, Gladesville, just for last forever, you know. So I'm an inner west boy and always in cycling distance of Leichhardt Oval.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason I say bicycle, because you can't drive your car there. You get stuck for a week.
Yeah, it's a shocker to get there at Mary Street there at Leichhardt.
It's tiny.
Just on our beloved Tigers, Anthony, I've often thought about this. Now, it might be a bit hard with the travel, but would you ever consider, you know, jumping on the board or something like that? I think you'd be great for something like that.
Oh, mate, I think it'd be a... I couldn't take the pressure. I love being a fan. I love going to the games. I love, maybe if one day if we sell the Wiggles, you know, and Disney or someone buys it, I could buy the Tigers. But and then, but that'd be bad for them because I bring it back. This is controversial. I'd probably go, okay, West, you go off and be West, and we'll be able to bring Balmain back. Yeah. Is that terrible?
No.
Is that bad?
No, not at all.
Did you, Anthony? Did you watch the West Tigers documentary on Fox?
I did.
Yeah,
I did.
What did you make of it?
Oh, I was great to see the passion of Madge, you know. But it was a strange thing to do, to make a documentary about a team that. There was no happy ending in it. It was just a journey that didn't go anywhere, unfortunately. You know, like that's the hard thing for Tigers fans. You know, we want them to take off, but it's just waiting for it. You know,
I think that it was quite well received, like ratings wise. So I reckon there might be other clubs now keen to do it. What do you think?
It'd be amazing. And the drama if you did a team that was in the semis, you know, like that year that Cooper Cronk, you know, did his shoulder and he came out and did the miracle, you know, or you know, Nathan Cleary this year, you know, with the mystery or you know, when wonderful Latrell, you know, was out and, you know, can South do it? Like there's so much drama attached, especially to that to the end of the season. Like, did you guys see that the Test series documentary they did on the cricket?
Yes.
On Amazon, yes. That was very good.
That was sensational.
Well, yeah, that had a great result too. Obviously.
Yeah.
What about this, Anthony? Would you ever let cameras in to behind the scenes of the Wiggles? Would you pull the curtain back and say, righto, this is what we get up to?
You know, there's a New Zealand camera crew that want to follow the original Wiggles. We're doing a tour next year. And we want to get back to Madison Square Garden and play the garden again because we played it all these years ago. So they're going to follow us on that journey. And that's what I was saying about the Tigers. There wasn't it was a journey, but it didn't go anywhere. We need a journey, you know? Mm. So if they do it next year, maybe, I don't know. What's going to happen to us next year?
Well, you mean the Tigers?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if you get Josh Hodgson that the talk is about, that's going to help.
Mm.
Yeah, how many? Yeah, and Jacko Hastings was the player of the year in the Super League, so you know he's coming back with something.
Yeah, definitely. And I read there that he's talked himself up saying that when he was 18 he was a bit of a scallywag and he didn't really lead, and now he knows what it takes to be a leader on and off the field. So
the only thing I'll say with him, Fletch, is that you don't have to tell people that you're a better person. I think you just got to show that over time.
Gotcha.
What do you think about that?
Me?
Yeah, you. No, you.
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes journos can suck information out of you. Yeah. You might not have said that.
Mm.
You know what journos can be
very,
like.
That's very perceptive.
Yeah.
Sometimes people get a heat for saying something that they were just pushed into saying, you know, and then everyone thinks they wanted to say that, but yeah.
Our producers
but
like
can
that.
I ask you guys, I don't know if I'm supposed to be off the phone by now, but can I ask you guys, about the Bulldogs, because they have got the best roster. They have recruited incredibly. Now, if they don't do something, then you've got to look at Mr. Trent Barrett, right? That's been the best recruitment, would you think, for next year? Do you think
they've definitely recruited the most top line player or the first grade players. I think the big coup for them was getting Matty Burton before what we saw this year. Like he was basically signed on 3 or 4 games, albeit Trent Barrett had coached him over there as a kid, so he knew what he was getting. But he came on. Yeah, he is going to be a superstar, that kid.
We are chatting with Anthony Field, the Blue Wiggle. I just want to get back to your journey really quickly. What was the sliding doors, would you say? Like, this is just a phenomenon, the Wiggles, like how big it is. And as Fletch says, you're going on to 30 years. But what was the sliding doors, would you say, that led you down that path?
Oh, it was all an accident. Well, you know, I was a preschool teacher and just sort of, you know, I get from some mates of mine from early childhood, from the university, and, you know, make an album just for the fun of it. And it just was a real sort of, it just evolved out of nothing. And someone in the Disney, corporation got us over to Disneyland to try out basically for their TV channel. And we went from nothing in Australia, and then we went on Disney Channel in America 4 times a day. Yeah. And there was 85 million subscribers on that channel.
Wow.
It just went nuts. And then we played Madison Square Garden. We did all these tours. You know, we had 280,000 people come and saw us on a 6-week tour. And we did that 3 times a year. It was massive in America. You know, it's not like that anymore because we got Disney sort of said, why are we promoting this group that's not really ours?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we got taken off the channel. And you know, so we're still known over there, but not like it was.
Anthony, who's the biggest celebrity that's come into your dressing room after the show and sculled a ginger beer and had four packets of M&Ms?
The biggest man would have to be Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh.
He came back. He went on stage with us. He jammed on Hot Potato. He actually brought his own skivvy. We had Chris Rock come along. We had Kobe Bryant came, which was fantastic. He came back and now I had a lot of great, some sporting stars who I didn't know anything about. Drew Brees. Do you know who he is?
Yes.
Drew Brees.
New Orleans quarterback. former?
Yeah, he came and had an incredible experience where we filmed with the New England Patriots. We did a song with them and we went underground under their oval, and they had another oval under the ground.
Oh, wow.
For when it snows. It was incredible. But I had a very funny conversation with Adam Vinatieri. Do you know who
the goal kicker?
That's right, the goal kicker. Now, he had I don't know how many times he won with the Patriots, but the year they didn't win, they didn't get in the playoffs, he got engaged and they had the honeymoon in the Rocks in Sydney. And this is before cable television in Australia, of course. And he found out where he could watch the Super Bowl, and he went down to the Rocks to watch it. And some guy came up to him, and he's watching it. Some guy came up to him and said, "Hey, mate, do you know anything about this game?"
Wow.
He loved it. He absolutely loved coming to Australia because no one knew who he was. So it was a really, really, real big spit out seeing these guys. And yeah, and the guy who owns it, I think it's John Kraft.
Yeah, Cheese Man.
Grandson. Yeah, Robert. The Cheese Man. His grandson, or Robert Kraft, yeah. His son or his grandson was a real Wiggles fan. That's how come we got to meet them all. But it was a funny day, whatever we were filming. And he said, "Oh, there's this Australian guy who keeps ringing to talk to me. He's in the football." And I thought, okay, rugby league. And then they went, "His name's Eddie McGuire."
Oh, yeah, you hang up on him. Hey, Anthony, just before we let you go, we've had a text. A fellow has texted in. We were talking about those Uber ads with you guys did with Simon Cowell. And one of our listeners has said it wasn't Simon Cowell, but it's a real estate agent who was a lookalike of Simon Cowell sitting in that room with you. Confirm or deny?
Confirm.
Oh.
Do you want more?
Yeah.
His name is Richard. He's a great actor. He had to be the exact size of Simon Cowell. He actually looked like, and he acted like him. And they just CGI put his head on. But we did talk to Simon. We talked to him in between and all that sort of stuff. No, he wasn't there. And
wow.
God, it's amazing what they can do these days.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, because they did that with Kim Kardashian and Sharon.
Yeah,
she was lucky.
Yeah, they did. They did the same thing. That was brilliant too. Yeah.
They're very clever.
Very good. Well, Anthony Field, you are our mystery guest today. We really appreciate it. I'll tell you what it's dawned on me, Brian, is that you think about all these big superstar athletes or performers or those in media, whatever the case may be, their kids, to the kids, it's the Wiggles who are the absolute superstars, and their dads and mums are just other mums and dads. And this man here has been a big part of the show today, and we do appreciate it. Anthony Field from the Wiggles, thanks for joining Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN.
Good on you guys. Always good.
Thanks, Anthony. Thanks, champion. Mate.
What a champion. That was a great surprise.